There is money sitting in a database right now with your name on it. Not metaphorically, literally. A grant you qualify for. A fellowship designed for someone with your background. A pitch competition with a cash prize and your exact demographic in the eligibility criteria. A corporate innovation challenge sponsored by a company in your industry. Most of it will go unclaimed. Not because the applicants weren't qualified, because they never found out it existed. Or they found it, opened the application, got overwhelmed by the format, and closed the tab. That tab close is one of the most expensive habits in your business. This episode covers the category of funding most service-based business owners completely ignore, why they ignore it, how to build a system that finds and applies for you, and why you don't have to wait for me to build it, because you can start today. Grants, fellowships, pitch competitions, paid speaking, every country has a version of this. In the U.S., there are small business administration programs and corporate innovation challenges. In India, there are Startup India grants and the Made Innovation Funds. In Francophone Africa, there's the Tony Elumelu Foundation, the French Tech Programs, and a growing list of diaspora-backed accelerators. In Latin America, there are Banco Interamericano funds, Sabre programs in Brazil, and government-backed incubators in Mexico and Colombia. The specific names change, the category of money doesn't, and the principle I'm about to share that most of this capital goes unclaimed because nobody has a system is true in every single one of those markets. Welcome back. And if you're new here, hi, I'm Makeda Bohm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily. I help you keep up. Let me define the category first, because most people have a narrow picture of what this looks like. Non-dilutive capital is money you receive without giving up equity in your business. You don't owe it back like a loan. You don't give up a share of your company like venture capital. It's yours. Given to you because you qualified for it, it comes in more forms than most people realize. Business grants from foundations, government agencies, and corporations. Fellowships that come with stipends, networks, and prestige that compound into speaking fees, media coverage, and client referrals. Pitch competitions with cash prizes from $5,000 to $250,000. Accelerators with non-dilutive cash and resources attached. Research grants from academic foundations, corporate innovation challenges sponsored by companies you already use, paid speaking opportunities booked through bureaus and event organizers, press awards from outlets like Fast Company, Inca, and Black Enterprise that come with visibility and sometimes cash. Government contracts and certifications, like the Women-Owned Small Business Certification, that unlock procurement opportunities. And affiliate programs from the tools you already use and recommend. That's money that most service-based business owners have never systematically pursued. Now, here's why they don't. They don't know it exists. Nobody tells you. Your accountant doesn't bring it up. Your business coach doesn't track it. There's no system that scans the landscape and tells you what you qualify for. You'd have to know to look, know where to look, and have time to do the looking. Most people don't have all three. The research is overwhelming. If you sit down and try to find grants, fellowships, and pitch competitions that match your business, your demographics, your location, and your stage, you're looking at hours of work just to find the opportunities, then more hours to read the eligibility requirements, then more hours to determine if the application is worth your time. By the time you've done all of that, the deadline might have passed. The application process feels like a full-time job. Most applications ask for the same things: business description, founder bio, impact statement, use of funds, goals, differentiator. But every application asks for them in slightly different formats, different word counts, different framing. Writing each one from scratch is exhausting. Most people start one, get overwhelmed, and abandon it. So what happens? The money goes unclaimed. Someone else gets it, not because they were more qualified, because they had a system and you didn't. Here's where AI changes this completely. You can build a system right now, today, that does the following. It stores your core profile information, your bio, your business description, your mission statement, your credentials, your case studies, your impact numbers, everything an application might ask for, pre-written and ready. Then when you find an opportunity, whether it's a grant, a speaking submission, a press feature, a fellowship, whatever it is, you take that pre-built profile and use AI to adapt it to the specific format that application requires. 300 word abstract, your AI project has your full bio and can distill it. 2,000 word impact statement, it can expand from your existing material. 60-second video pitch script, it can draft one from your framework. You're not writing from scratch. You're assembling from assets you've already built, and you can build this yourself right now, today. You don't need to wait for anybody. Open a Claude project, load your bio, your business description, your credentials, your best case study, your mission statement. That's your asset library. Now, every time you encounter an opportunity, drop the application requirements into that project and ask it to draft the response using your existing material. Review it, edit it, submit. That workflow turns a 3-hour application into a 30-minute review. Now, I'm building something that takes this further. I'm building Everfreely. And the vision for Everfreely has evolved because I keep thinking about what actually makes this useful in real life, not just in theory. The original idea was a dashboard. An agent finds opportunities, scores them against your profile, surfaces the best ones, drafts applications. That's valuable. But here's what I realized. You're not always going to find opportunities inside one dashboard. Some are going to come into your inbox. Some are going to show up in communities you're in. Some you're going to see on someone's LinkedIn post, a speaking submission, a grant announcement, a fellowship with a deadline next week. How do you bring your profile information to that application without copy-pasting from 6 different documents? The real game changer is portability, a tool that lives with you, not one that chains you to a dashboard. Think of it like an extension that travels with you across the web. You land on any application page, any submission form, any opportunity, and you can pull your pre-built profile information right there. Your bio, your credentials, your impact statement, your tailored responses, all formatted to fit what that specific application is asking for. You're not chained to one system. Your profile and your thinking come with you wherever the opportunity is. That's the direction Everfreely is heading. The agent that finds and scores opportunities is one layer. The portable tool that lets you bring your profile to any application, anywhere, is the other layer. Together, the goal is that you could fill out 100, 200, 500 applications without it feeling like work.
You're throwing thoughtful, well-prepared submissions at every relevant opportunity. And when one sticks, it's money. Real money. Non-dilutive money that didn't cost you a single client hour. But I want to be clear about something, and this is core to who I am and how I teach. I am anti-gatekeeping. I don't believe information should be locked behind a product launch. The step-by-step guide for building this workflow yourself is available right now. The tools exist. Claude projects exist. AI assistants that can draft from your existing material exist. You can build your own version of this in an afternoon using Cowork. The reason I'm building Everfreely is not because the information is secret. It's because I know from experience that I can literally lay out a step-by-step guide, and most people will still ask me to do it for them. That's not a criticism. That's human nature. And that's why productized tools exist. But the information itself is not the advantage. It never was. Execution is the advantage now. Information is more available than it has ever been in human history. The people who win are the people who do something with it. So here's what I want you to do before you listen to the next episode. Build your asset library. Write down your bio, your business description, your top three accomplishments, your mission statement, and your strongest case study. Load them into a Claude project. That's 30 minutes of work. Then go find one opportunity, one grant, one speaking submission, one fellowship, one pitch competition. Drop the requirements into your project and ask it to draft your response from your existing material. Review it. Edit it. Submit it.
That's the system. You just used it. The first one takes 30 minutes. The second one takes 15. By the 10th, you're applying to opportunities that could change your revenue in less time than it takes to write a LinkedIn post. And if you want the system that does the finding for you, that scores opportunities against your specific profile, and that gives you a portable tool to bring your information to any application anywhere on the web, the Everfreely waitlist is open. Link is in the show notes. Every grant, fellowship, or speaking fee you land is money you didn't trade hours for. That's the whole point. It's money that buys time and time that buys options. This is not a side hobby. It is a real revenue stream that compounds if you build the system right. The newsletter is where I break down specific agent setups, tools, and workflows every week. Sign up at newsletterseedandsociety.com. You can find any tools I've mentioned, used, or researched at my Ultimate AI, Agents, and Systems list at resources.seedandsociety.com. And if you enjoyed this show and got value from it, I'd appreciate it if you could rate and leave a review. That helps this free education reach more people. Or share it with someone you know needs it. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.